My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
7:01 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Fun college football weekend. Michigan, not ready for prime time. Texas went in there and just destroyed them, 31-12. And it really wasn't that close. I was watching that game in the Oriole clubhouse. And who was it? Who is the big-time Michigan fan? Oh, Keegan Aiken. Michigan fan.
He's from Michigan.
He was sitting there, like, glued to the TV. Big old TV up over the...
Somebody could have told me he could have stopped watching at halftime.
Yeah.
Well, they were getting their ass whooped.
Oh, he stopped way before halftime.
But Michigan's got USC this week. That should be a fun one.
By fun, you mean another blowout?
No. I think Texas is a really good team. I think USC is on their way, but I think Michigan matches up better with USC.
Okay.
Alabama. That's what I mean by a better game.
Alabama had a tight one. It was 14-6 at halftime.
Yeah,
and then it was 14-13. And then? It was like the white dude who hit Damon Wayans in the Great White Hype.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You out here embarrassing me in front of these people?" And that was it. That was it. My highlight of the weekend was Notre Dame losing. I don't know what I like better. Notre Dame losing or Colorado just getting destroyed.
So, look, it's got to start with Colorado because there's a lot of people.
Jeremy, just to let you guys a little visual, Jeremy put his glasses on top of his head and swiveled in his chair.
Yeah, because, so look, I know people like Colorado. I know people love Deion.
They don't like Colorado. They love Deion.
And
stop.
The stuff that Shador Sanders said after the game is so uncalled for and so ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. You forgot the fact that he left the field before the game ended.
Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and get out of here. So this show's out. Is Deion going to do anything about that? No, because as somebody pointed out, Deion's not coaching Colorado. He's coaching his two sons and Travis Hunter. That's what he's doing. And people can call me a hater. You can call me whatever the hell you want. That kid went into the post-game press conference. He blamed his offense. I don't care if it's even true. He blamed his offensive line for all the sacks and the poor play. Then he blamed the freshman receiver for his pick six that he threw all the way across his body. Now, the one thing I'll say about this is Shador doesn't turn the ball over a lot. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. But you don't, like, coming in the post-game press conference, you're like, that was his fault. That's their fault. And then I just left early because it was everybody else's fault. It couldn't have been mine. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And nothing's going to happen. It's the same cat that went into the locker room last year at halftime of the Stanford game and was on Instagram putting stuff out and then came out and got his ass whooped in the second half by Stanford. It could have been Stamford for all I care. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
You mean Samford?
Samford. I don't care. And son. What's that? Did I mess that one up?
That's in Georgia. It's here's how bad the game was. It was 28-0 at the halftime.
They could have
Nebraska just said, "Yeah, we're gonna chill. We're gonna chill right now. We're done because they can't do anything." That's what Nebraska basically said. We don't have to show anything else right now. There's no reason for us to get out here and put film on here for Northern Iowa or for Illinois.
I'm glad you say it because Matt Rule, if he wanted to, could have ran that after the score.
Yeah, he could have. But he didn't. Matt Rule's been around the block.
Why am I, like Deion tried to the week before.
Why am I putting anything on film right now when these cats got nothing for me? I mean, we just gonna put it in cruise control and get out of here 2-0.
Yeah, you guys all go celebrate that FCS win. And like, this is just unbelievable. The teams that they're gonna play this year, and people keep trying to tell me, "Oh no, it's because they're in a rebuild." Man, he brought in so many transfers. He talked all that yang, all of it. just to show up and barely beat a lower-leveled school and then come into Nebraska. And everybody's like, well, they beat Nebraska's ass last year. Go back and watch the game. In the third quarter, it was a close game. Even with the fact that their quarterback couldn't stop giving Colorado the football, and then they blew him out in the fourth quarter.
He wanted to stop, he just couldn't.
He was terrible, man.
He was addicted to giving the ball away. Now, the other one, Notre Dame.
They paid $1.4 million for Northern Illinois to come to Notre Dame and play them and beat their ass in front of their home fans.
So we're taking the check and this dub.
You know, the cool thing, Northern Illinois' head coach is the former running back coach for the Ravens. Got really emotional in the post-game press conference because he was talking about how much his kids wanted this. And he becomes the first guy to go into Notre Dame as an unranked team and beat them in their house.
See, I had to not talk about Notre Dame and my hatred for them last 3 years because Cam Hart, Zach's nephew. So I couldn't talk about him.
Where's he at now?
He's drafted. In the NFL. He's with the Chargers now. So I don't have to keep quiet anymore. And I love this one. 16-14. They came in there and whipped your behind.
Yeah.
Right in front of touchdown Jesus.
If you guys had a chance, I watched so much college football on Saturday. I was kind of sick after watching some of the things that went on. But yeah, the Colorado game late, I turned it off. I didn't think there was any chance they were coming back. So I didn't even watch the second half. I knew that was a wrap.
So that's why they stopped scoring. You turned it off.
Probably.
They knew, you know.
I think I started watching some baseball that night. I forget what was on. But it doesn't matter. Like, I watch so much college football on Saturday and I get a chance to watch. I can watch whatever team I want to watch, which is so awesome. You could pick a Division II school and I can find a game on them. And my degenerate ass was watching St. Francis High School play.
How'd they do? They won.
Well, this was another week ago. Like, oh. They won, though. They won by like a couple touchdowns against a nationally ranked team. You can see how dominant they are.
St. Francis?
Yeah.
Didn't they lose their first one?
I don't know. Maybe I saw their second game.
Are they wearing red now?
That's what they were wearing during the game, I believe, was red and black.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? That's a couple odd. Weeks ago. I'm trying to remember who they were playing, but it doesn't matter.
They don't have red in their school colors. They just changed them.
Maybe I'm wrong, though, because that's what I think.
Well, I saw a picture of them they had red on.
I thought they were wearing red during that game.
But you're right. But they didn't have red in their school colors. I've never seen them wear red. It's black and gold.
But you know, just going back to this weekend and watching some of these teams, like you mentioned your South Carolina Gamecocks, where
I'll get that.
They come in and barely beat an Old Dominion team and hang on for dear life.
And they beat the crap out of Kentucky, man.
Their Kentucky's quarterback looks so effing lost this weekend. And I don't think it could have been just that South Carolina defense confusing him, but there were some other fun games if you were out there watching the back and forth. I mean, Texas pounding Michigan was one thing. And then I think if you were looking at the top 25 games, it wasn't a lot to be desired there because, correct me if I'm wrong, NC State caught a whooping from Tennessee, and it sounds like Tennessee's the real deal now.
Big time, yeah. Mm. Tennessee's got a quarterback. They got a quarterback, man.
Yeah.
Any surprises for you this week other than Notre Dame?
Well, I mean, for me, I had Old Dominion as a top play. They get four interceptions and they can't score against East Carolina. It was infuriating watching their offense move backwards. And every single time they'd get an interception and on the very next play have a holding call. First and 20. They can't get a first and 10. How are they going to get a first and 20? So that one frustrated me. But again, that's not a game of importance. Just looking at some of the top tier teams, what I thought happened with Nebraska and Colorado, but Iowa State comes back and beats them. Yeah. So I was saying at the beginning of the year, Iowa has a very, very favorable schedule because they miss all the big dogs.
Right.
And I think some of the important games they get at home. So they have a chance to make a run to the Big Ten championship, but they can't lose to Iowa State and make that run, I don't think. A
couple of teams debut in the top 25 this week. Nebraska, Boston College, Northern Illinois, number 25 now. Notre Dame moves down from 5 to 18.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Michigan moves down from 10 to 17.
And we get to find out. Like I said, week two was going to be overreaction week two. It might be week three now with some of these losses where people are going to go, oh, my God, Notre Dame sucks. Michigan sucks. They don't stink. It's going to be about matchups and who you play. Michigan against Texas, that was a skull dragging, and I think they show up next week against USC. But time will tell. I just, every Saturday now when you're looking at it and you get to see some of these, like I was interested in Pitt and Cincinnati. That was a really fun game. If you had a chance to watch it, where Pitt couldn't score in the first half, Cincinnati went off, and then Pitt came back in the second half and found a way to win the game. But you do get the chance, especially in college, to see the coaches that try to lay it up and don't go for the wins. Like, just go out there and do the old-fashioned, hey, we're going to run it three times. You use your timeouts, and we'll give you time back. You get it to third and short, and they give you a look. Sometimes you got to take chances, man, to end the game right there. Go get the first down.
Lamar Smith just texted me. I don't want to read his text because I'm still mad about when he played at Gilman and I was at Northern and they ran the score up on us. Mm-hmm. I still hold that. It's my dude, but I still hate him for that.
That's fine.
He's one of the coaches at St. Francis. He said Lutheran wore red. Okay. They had on white trimmed in yellow, which I thought was their color.
Yeah, maybe I was looking at the wrong team. Was I rooting for the wrong team too?
They won. They're 2-1 on the year.
I saw their first win. That's the game I watched.
All right. Stop giving out misinformation.
I did. You asked me. You said, were they wearing red? I said, I think so.
Stop giving out misinformation.
You're the one that gave out misinformation because I said, I don't know. And you said, that's what I heard. You got to trust everything Rob Long hears because he knows it all. Sorry, man.
No, I was waiting for you to be wrong.
You were waiting to correct me, but I didn't say anything to be corrected.
You're fine. Yeah. You're fine, Jeremy. You're fine. Kim McCusick joins us.
Does Tom still have us on speakerphone?
In studio at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, recap a bad weekend for the Birds. Up next right here, Orioles baseball on the Fan.
The Big Bang. Update from the yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with GainsWave therapy at LifeMed Institute. GainsWave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
Pitch high out to left field. Colton Cowser is back at the track and it's gone. A two-run shot for Johnny DeLuca, and the Rays have blasted their way onto the board once again. Just his sixth home run of the year, but he makes it count towards the deepest part of the park.
That was Johnny DeLuca's sixth home run of the year. He had himself a pretty good weekend against those Birds. They lose 2-0 in a game in which Corbin Burns, Jeremy, I thought this was one of Corbin Burns' better games in the last month and a half, man.
Yeah.
And he gets no support whatsoever. He goes 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits. And he threw a couple of pitches in the strike zone that started in the strike zone and looked like wiffle balls that he was getting swings and misses on. It looked like wiffle balls.
Yeah, no run support. It is frustrating because I know Adley was asked about this yesterday because his numbers are just dreadful over the past couple months. And there was, I think Brandon Hyde was asked about shuffling the lineup, and he's like, I've already tried that. I've already done that.
He did shuffle a lineup before.
I mean, a lot of people think Adley should be dropped in the lineup because he's not hitting.
Just don't touch Gunner.
Yeah, leave him at the one spot. And again, like, sometimes this happens where guys got to work through some things. We don't know if there's any nagging injuries going on or anything like that. But the only highlight from this weekend was that first pitch on Saturday. That's it. Everything else was like, I mean, I'm serious. I was talking to somebody else. I said, hey, do you want to bet the Orioles in this series? And I said, I think they win the series, but no, because the Rays make you play their style of game. It's going to be ugly, relatively low scoring. And most of the games were like that, but the Rays' bats went off on Saturday. Like Johnny DeLuca, who?
I'm laughing because I told you, whoever is the color commentator does the first block with the post game. So that was Ben McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
We spent more time on the first pitch than we did.
You should have.
Anything else?
Everything else was depressing.
It was. That's why I laughed because that's what we talked about more.
It's just, you know, like, I know they're getting healthy and all the people that have been bitching nonstop about everything. Oh, the sky is falling. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to do this. They're going to be in. The thing you're trying to avoid is losing in your first round of the playoffs, whether that ends up being a bye if you surpass the Yankees. Because they've been close. They've been 2 games one way or the other. I think they said since May or something like that. The Orioles and Yankees just within 2 games of each other. And maybe I had the dates wrong, but it's been a long period of time. And you get that series with them where if you win one, you hold the tiebreaker. But if you go in and you're able to beat their ass, because the Yankees aren't hitting either. Yesterday was they got the Cubs this weekend and they were fortunate because the weather was so bad with the wind blowing in. It was hard to score except for yesterday. And then those sorry-ass offenses carried over yesterday, too.
Yeah, let me say this. And I know people can say you're making excuses for them, but we would be stupid if we didn't acknowledge this. They're without Jordan Westberg and Ryan Mountcastle. Two guys that on most teams in baseball, on most teams, some winning teams, would be two of your better hitters. They're without those guys.
Yeah.
That's a huge void when you – what's the war for those guys with the guys that are replacing them? Honestly, I mean, what we're seeing in Ron O'Hearn right now is – he's not an everyday player.
You even put, I can't believe I'm saying this, Ramon's name in there because he was hit. He was the hottest hitter on the team when he got hurt. And on top of it, it's if you want to look at wins above replacement, you're taking him out and you're getting a Kobe Mayo, which we don't know enough about, but we think he's going to be good, or Emmanuel Rivera, which he's been cast off by other teams. And I'm not saying it can't work out for those guys here, anything like that. But that's what you're going to from that when you're in a pennant race.
And you're having to play, a lot more Ryan O'Hearn. He's not that guy, man. This is no. I love O'Hearn. I love him.
Was it the other night? Was it Friday night he had an error or Saturday?
Yeah. And he's batted. In August, he batted 242. The OPS was 658. So far this month, when he's playing every day, 182. OPS 553. If you play him the way he's supposed to play, then you get better productivity out of him. You get the 321 with an 853 OPS. That's who O'Hearn is. I I feel bad because, like, I think if I'm not mistaken, there's a player option at the end of the or a team option for him. I'm hoping that he's not judged on this because we all know he's much better when he plays in his role. He's worth more to the team when he plays in his role. I think it's a. Yeah, he's a free agent. It's a 25 team option.
So
I'm hoping they pick it up.
Again, this is where we get to
the option is $7.5 million.
Well, this is where we get to talking about guys that hit situationally, and you want them hitting against right-handed pitching or left-handed pitching. And the deal is, can you see them put up numbers throughout the season? Yeah, but more times than not, you're going to see their warts and the issues that they have. And there are a lot of lefties. I think it happens more so with lefties, and I don't know why that is. The delivery, the way it looks coming out of the hand of a left-handed pitcher, different from a right-handed pitcher. Why lefties struggle more against lefties than typically I would say righties do against righties.
Because righties see more righties. You grow up and you always see more righties. You don't see as many lefties.
That makes sense. Plus, left-handed people are weird, you know?
They can't wear their hat straight. Yeah. You ever notice that? It's always turned a little bit to the side.
My son does that. Left-handed. Looking like who was
Stroke.
The, yeah.
Pedro Stroke.
Yeah. Everybody would talk about him. Does he know his hat's crooked?
Yeah,
Shut up.
Lefties. Look at lefties. Look at most lefties. Hat is always a little bit tilted. I look at the guy. Hey, you left-handed? Why? Because your hat ain't straight.
You know, slim with the tilted brim.
20-inch rims.
Yeah.
Antonio Rosedale. What's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
Good, tough oil series.
Yep.
Are you guys regretting the Connor Norby trade after the series he had against the Phillies? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, Antonio.
Not at all. By the way,
nope.
Yeah, look, those guys, again, we can go back to it. Those guys were blocked here. And for the people saying, well, when Westberg got hurt, you could slide Norby right in.
You didn't know Westberg would get hurt.
I mean, come on. And on top of it, go look at what Trevor Rogers has done his last two starts in the minors, and I'm not saying that's the end-all, be-all. You got this guy for two more years, left-handed. You've seen what this team has done with some of the pitching. I mean, Suarez coming out of nowhere, like, what the hell was that? I do think that this is something where you're going to go back and look at these trades, and it's easy for everybody now to scream, oh, he's in the minors, he sucks, and you traded these two guys. Okay, let's talk about it next year and see what these guys look like. Because I think Norby has a chance to be a good player. I don't think he's going to be as great as everyone is making it out to be now.
If they don't get any help, Jeremy Kahn, right now, as it stands, can the Burrows get out of the first round of the playoffs? We'll talk about that up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a question that everyone is asking right now, Jeremy. If help does not arrive for the Baltimore Orioles, can they advance to the postseason? And I hate answering people's questions with a question. I do. But in order to advance, they have to beat other teams in the American League, right?
Yes.
Like the Yankees. Who they've one win away from winning the season series against,
mm-hmm.
like Cleveland.
By the way, the Yankees are struggling too. Cleveland's mm-hmm. been struggling. All those teams have been struggling.
Yankees have won 4 out of the last 10. Orioles are 500 in the last 10. Cleveland, it could be Cleveland. Kansas City, I think, had a run. I don't think Kansas City's as good as that run they had. They've won 4 out of the last 10, and they've handled Minnesota. I think the only team that I really fear a little bit going into the postseason is happening because of the Astros, and that's just because of history. Astros have been to, what, 6 consecutive American League Championship Series?
Mm-hmm.
It's been 6 straight?
I think it has been.
Yeah.
They've just been, I mean, you had the, what, 4 years of trash cans, and then 2 years they showed you they didn't need them.
Uh-huh. I love the fact that everybody thought it was that dynasty would die. No, it didn't.
Yeah, no, you're it the didn't. Only one that liked that.
Huh?
You and all the Astro fans. But you like Dusty Baker. Do you see his sons in the minor leagues now?
Yeah. I thought he got called up.
Oh, yeah, he did for the Nats, right?
For the Nats, yeah. Yep.
So it's funny because that's the same kid that was dragged off of home plate by, was it Barry Bonds running
it
home?
It wasn't Barry Bonds.
Jeff Kent?
Barry Bonds would have let him get hit.
Was it Rich Aurelia? It doesn't matter.
It wasn't Bonds. I know that much.
Maybe it was. It doesn't matter. I'm looking at here and spitballing old Giants players.
I'm looking at the Houston Astros right now. They've been in the ALCS every year since 2017.
It was JT Snow. Informer. You know, that's not him?
No. Seven straight. They've been to 7 straight. Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're 7 straight they've been through. They won 1, 2, 3, 4 of them.
Jeez. Well, I tell you what.
I tell you what.
Go ahead. If they're smart, Justin Verlander doesn't start a game for him in the postseason. I'm serious. He's not the same pitcher. He's just not. Go look at his numbers. He's getting hit around. I think you got better choices with Framber Valdez, the likes of even Spencer Arrigetti, who just got knocked around this week. But
what's his real name?
You say Kikuchi, huh?
Kikuchi.
Yeah. Whose real name?
Eddie Spaghetti, right?
Eddie Spaghetti. That's you just made Spencer Arrigetti.
Yeah, Eddie Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Hey, you know, ALCS. Here's a history lesson for you. Two teams won the first 6 ALCS. Both teams three-peated. What two teams were they?
How far back does this go?
1969.
Okay, well then that's
Seems like he had a year. ALCS.
Oh,
ALCS. ALCS.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's got to be, is it the Orioles?
Yep. The first three ALCS, and who won the last three?
It's the A's?
The A's.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though.
You said ALCS. I'm like, the Dodgers and...
This is why Oriole fans say that was a dynasty back then.
It was.
Well, here, the Orioles played in five of the first six ALCSs. Mm. They played in the first three, won those three. They missed 1972 because Detroit won the AL East. And then they played in 73-74. They played in five of the first six.
Now I see why some of the older fans were so bitter for all those years.
Really? Seriously, man? I'm like, oh, what?
I got to watch this, and now I'm watching what? But now you're hoping that they're back in this mix of being a competitive team for a long period of time. And I think with the business model, they will be. You know, the time will tell if they're getting back to ALCSs and World Series.
Well, I think if they get no help going into the playoffs, Jeremy, am I predicting them to go to the ALCS? No, because it's tough to predict that. But am I predicting that they won't? No. I think they can. I don't see. Tell me who's strong in the American League right now. Tell me. Tell me who you want to avoid at all costs right now.
The only team that, again, I agree with you. The only team that's, to me, scary is Houston.
Yeah.
Because now they just got Kyle Tucker back, too. So you add him into the mix. Remember, we were talking about where the hell he'd been. Because through, what, the first month or 6 weeks, I forget when he got hurt. They were talking about him up there for MVP because he was having a hell of a season. So now you got two lefties in your lineup that crush left-handed pitching. You know how huge that is to have that at the top of the lineup? Yeah. And then you can stack them any way you want. They stacked it last night with Altuve. I think Alvarez has been hitting second some third. Bregman was batting fourth. Jeremy Pena is hitting the hell out of the ball now,
yeah,
too.
Is.
So, like, yeah, Houston to me is the scariest opponent in the postseason because of track record and talent. I understand why everybody's going to look at the Yankees and go, oh, my God, but, like, if you can work around those two cats, Judge and Soto, I'm not that scared of that team.
By the way, if I'm not mistaken, Jeremy, the Yankees clinched their 30th consecutive winning season the other day, Saturday.
It's impressive.
30th consecutive.
Money will get you a lot of things. Some Yankee fan going, man, screw that guy. He doesn't know.
No, that guy telling the truth. Yeah, I believe it's. I think I read 30 straight winning seasons. That's to be completely ridiculous, to be honest with you. They have not had a losing season since 1992. Mm. That's 30 straight.
Yeah, but
see, when I said 30 years ago, all of you 45 and over people, you think 1980s. No, 30 years ago was the 90s. You old bastards. 30 years ago was the 90s. Rob, you said 30 years ago. That was 1990. Yeah, 30 years ago.
You old bastards. By the way, going back to this, if people are curious, Trevor Rogers last started Norfolk, 6 2/3, 6 hits. He gave up 3 earned runs, 2 homers, 1 walk, 9 Ks.
Does he come back up this year if they don't get help from anybody else?
I think he comes back up and they see what he has, because maybe you can use him in the bullpen if you want another. I'm just saying, like, that's. I think he comes back up and gets a chance to start.
I think he comes back up to get a chance to start, but I don't think they're going to use him in the bullpen.
Well, I'm not. Look, I don't want to see him in the postseason. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I think he gets a chance to come back up and pitch at the end of the year. That's what I'm saying.
Once they clinch, maybe?
Yeah.
Clinch the postseason? Okay, if the Orioles clinch the postseason before they clinch the division, which most likely they will, do you go all out for the division or do you start to set up your rotation for the postseason?
Well, I mean, if you have a shot at the division, you go all out for it. I think you go all out for it. Because, like, let's be honest, right now, who's your best pitcher? Eflin? Right now?
I don't know, man. I think from what I saw the last two starts, it looks like your boy's starting to get it together
okay.
again.
So there you go.
It looks like Burns is starting to get it together.
I think you can stack them up any way you want. Like with Cleveland, I'd say they're probably the same way. You know, they want to win their division because they're pitching. You can kind of stack up any way you want. I'm not saying that's the Orioles, but, like, if you have a realistic shot to get that bye, you do it.
Okay. Yeah, Burns on the second against the White Sox went 5 innings, giving up 1 earned run on 6 hits. Well, actually, you look at his last 3 outings, Jeremy. Remember, he lost against the Dodgers
But he pitched well, right?
Yeah, he only gave up one run. The five runs were unearned. But if you don't want to go with that, fine. Let's go Chicago and Tampa. Is 11? He pitched a combination of 11 innings, 3 earned runs on 13 hits. Mm. 7 strikeouts, 3 walks.
Well,
it's not bad.
Yeah, and then again, we got to start looking at the landscape of the playoffs and see who it is you might wind up facing. Like, does it change your mind at all about winning the division or, you know, your first-round matchup if you favor the matchup against a team? You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to face the Royals and you want to face the Royals, I'm not saying that's what they want to do. Do you look at it that way so you stack your rotation the way you want it? What do you got?
I got a text from Tracy, El Boss. You realize you're over 45, right? Yes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because I said 45 and over, you old bastard. She's telling me that I'm an old bastard too. Wow. I think that was a Tracy Brandy's way of saying, so you're old bastard too.
So it wasn't to me because I turned 45 next Monday.
Well, we'll be waiting for you.
I know what he was. Hey, welcome to the show, you old bastard. Happy to be a part of the club.
We'll have a membership card for you.
Yeah. What is it, AARP?
You know what? I refuse.
I'll get it.
I refuse. I won't get it. I ain't get it. Nope. Nope.
I'll get that in a heartbeat.
But it has so many benefits. Nope. Won't get it. I'm not getting that, man. And when I become a senior, won't accept that either. Hey, would you take a senior discount? Nope.
I would. Yes. They asked me if I want it now, and I say yes.
Because you look like you need it.
Your daughter, are you paying for this? That's my wife. Thank you. Everyone.
How much younger is Katie than you, really?
6 years. Yeah. But it don't look like 6 years.
I would have guessed 10. It don't look like 6 years. I would have guessed 10.
Like, the best part is, I don't know how many times I have to tell the people at the assisted living facility that, right, you know, your mom and my grandfather are at. They're like, oh, is that your dad? I'm like, no, it's my grandfather. I just look old. That's my grandfather. He's 40 years older than me. Yeah. So that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, we're going to talk about, you know, we've all done this before, you know, when you left a handgun inside the oven and forgot about it and it went off and started shooting at everyone. We're going to tell that story, but we've all been through it. We're also going to tell a story about a woman that went viral for explaining her alleged sexual encounter with a Philadelphia Phillies player that was so bad, she decided to become celibate and sell her season tickets.
Sex was so bad that I quit.
I can't watch you play anymore.
I mean, like forever. Like, I'm never doing it again.
And one that I found over the weekend that I was really excited to tell you guys about. I breastfeed my 7 dolls and care for them like they're real babies. I don't care what haters think. Next in the World of Stupid.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, by the way, Jeremy, our good friend Paul Molino, he just sent the text. He said about the whole age thing, and he gave me a line that says, if you didn't know the day you were born, how old would you be? From Toby Keith. Man, don't be sending me no Toby Keith quotes.
I don't get that. I died 15 years ago then.
I like it, and I ain't supposed to, so don't be sending me that.
You remember that time you forgot your handgun in the oven, and then you turned the oven on, and it started shooting at everyone? Yeah, me neither. A loaded handgun fired multiple rounds inside a Virginia home after someone carelessly stored the firearm in the home's oven. Here's the disclaimer. Please do not store guns or anything else in your oven. The Chesterfield County Fire Department was telling everyone, you can't do this. Look at this gun that it basically is stuck to the grill in there.
This must be a Glock. It must be a Glock.
It looks like it's somewhat melted, doesn't it?
It must be a Glock.
Okay.
Listen, remember Niecy that used to work here?
Yeah.
She had a phrase that she used to use, said, stupid should hurt.
Yeah.
It should hurt.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, at least then you know when you're doing something stupid because you would get random pain. You know what I mean? And some people, why do you put a gun in the oven? Number one. And why do you forget you put a gun in the oven? Those things aren't toys.
It's dumb.
They should be stored properly.
It says, it turns out someone turned the oven on with the gun inside. The weapon heated up and 5 rounds went off. Luckily, no one was hurt. Situation would have turned out much differently. I mean, just like, We say it all the time, stupid people win stupid prizes, and I'm glad no one was hurt. But, like, how are you going to feel after putting a gun in the oven and you accidentally shoot somebody, maybe even yourself?
Yes.
Because of
well, if you shoot yourself, you might not feel anything.
Okay. Let's get to this story. And this is a interesting one because everybody's speculating what Phillies player it could be. But a woman's gone viral for explaining her alleged sexual encounter with a Phillies player that was so bad, she decided to become celibate and sell her season tickets. We're going to play you the sound in 1 second. We don't know, by the way, if she's just scorned because it was a one-night stand and she thought there was more out of it. All these things.
Or he was just that bad. Man, quit sex.
Yes, all those things can be true. Here's her talking about it.
Put a finger down if you were so madly in love with one of the Phillies players that you used to DM him all the time telling him how in love with him you were, and you never thought he would ever see those messages, but he did. And not only did he see them, but he responded to them, and he was like, hey, do you have a Snapchat? And you were like, no, I don't have a Snapchat. So you created one specifically for him, and you guys are Snapchatting back and forth for a few days while you keep telling him how in love with him you are, and then he proceeds to invite you over to his house. So you go to his house and you sleep over and you spend time with him with no protection at all, and then the month preceding after that you try and keep talking to him because you're so f***ing delusional that you don't realize that this man doesn't give a shit about you, to the point where he literally has to tell you, I don't give a shit about you, and then blocks you so he never has to talk to you again. And this sends you into such a down spiral because you are so in love with this person for God knows what reason, that you become celibate from all romantic relationships and sex, and you have to sell your season tickets to the Phillies games that were right in front of where he played because you literally would rather throw up and die than sit there.
Yeah, so by the way...
No, it sounds like to me more she's scorned.
Okay. And by the way...
There's two videos, though. That's the second one. She deleted the one where she said how bad the sex was.
Yeah, but that one right there, she's scorned.
It's part of it, but they can't find the original one where she said that it was... super short, and ultimately ended with him saying he's not ready right after he had sex with her, like was, to have a relationship.
Was he a super shortstop? Did she stop short there? Is that no? See, like everybody's trying to speculate who it could be.
And you look for the don't you look for the single ones?
No, not necessarily.
That doesn't necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Oh man, look, man, I'm trying to throw the guys a bone.
I'm just trying to think about
you're throwing the guys under the bus. But I'm trying to.
You know the hard part about this because like fame can do certain things where maybe someone that's not historically good looking that people would flock to, all of a sudden you're because I started thinking about all the guys that would be judged as really good looking players on a team that probably play every day.
I'm just saying, like, Trey Turner is married.
Yeah.
So don't be throwing him out there.
I'm not throwing anyone out there.
You said, was this a super shortstop? That's their shortstop.
He said super short. But you think about the good-looking guys on the team. Who are the best-looking guys on the Phillies, Rob? All right, Joe? All right, I'll do it. Nick Castellanos?
But he is married and has kids.
Trey Turner?
Married.
Has kids. JT Realmuto?
I don't know about that one. I thought maybe it was Alec Bohm or Bryson Stott.
Alec Bohm, Bryson Stott.
Those guys single?
Alec
those
Bohm,
guys are handsome, Rob.
Alec Bohm is dating NBC Sports Philadelphia writer or journalist right now. So
Do you know which one?
Aaron Dolan.
JT Realmuto is married to his wife, Alexis.
I'm calling Bryson Stott.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, look, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus today.
You just did.
I asked a question. I'm not saying it's any one of them, but you started thinking about the guys that were good looking. You were the one going, hey, it's got to be someone that's single. And I'm going, no, it doesn't. Not for this situation. It's a one night stand where he doesn't want to talk to
him. It can't be Bryson Stott. He's married and has a kid. Well,
thank you.
He's married and has a kid.
Joe understands the rules.
It's not those rules are erroneous.
Joe understands the rules. Thank you for going by the rules.
The other part of the article said that other girls had DM'd this girl and had the same experience. So if he is married and has a kid and is doing that, he's putting in a lot of work.
Kyle Schwarber? That guy, he gets on base a lot. Did he get the third base with any of them? He got home, I think. But, you know, like, this. Now you're looking up everybody's married because professional athletes don't cheat on their wives.
Schwarber's married.
So it's not him.
It's all of them. It's all. It was a big orgy.
What we're finding out is she's lying because they're all married.
That's why the Phillies were so tired during that stretch after the All-Star break. They were all going over there having sex. Every one of them. I mean, this is Look, oh, we're never going to know. I hate when this stuff's thrown out and then all the speculation starts. But let me give you this last story because this is bat-ass crazy. I'd breastfeed my 7 dolls, yes, actual dolls, and care for them like they're real babies. I don't care what anyone thinks. Kelly Cunningham has always wanted to be a mother, but without a baby of her own, the New York native is breastfeeding her dolls. How the hell would your dolls breastfeed? Your dumb ass is holding your nipple up to the this doll's mouth like you're breastfeeding. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's going in your doll. This is just dumb. I don't even know how to pronounce it. The Ronkonkoma? Ronkonkoma? I don't know what the hell that is. Resident brought a reborn doll, bought a reborn doll for her 27th birthday, and she quickly felt her maternal instincts kick in for a doll. I just couldn't help but want to care for Jennifer like a real child. It's not hungry. You can leave that thing at home anytime you want. You know what? You could throw it in the pool and not pay attention to it, and it's still fine. I hate when people do this. Oh, I'm treating it. It's like a real baby. No, it's not. It's not even close. Pets aren't real babies. You can leave your pet at home. You can't leave your kid at home. So don't give me that nonsense. And I love my fur babies, but they're not kids. I mean, come on. My dad explained to me it was normal to have a desire to be a parent now that I'm in my late 20s, so I didn't really question on why I love these dolls so much like they're real children. Cunningham isn't the only one to become emotionally attached to the dolls. Reborn dolls are known to be used as a form of therapy to provide a sense of comfort and connection for people struggling with infertility, infant loss, or dementia, which I totally understand all those things. But how the hell are you breastfeeding a doll?
We go from real dolls to
fake dolls.
This stuff, yeah.
Just breastfeeding a doll.
They have a picture of the person?
Yeah, you want to
see? Let me see the picture of the person.
That's her with one of her dolls.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Wait, you want some points now? Because she's white?
I just want to know what hue she was.
That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Carr. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Week one recap at 8:30, but on the other side, Kim McCusick, little film study, Baltimore, up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.